Welcome to episode 1171 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Thank you for joining us as we continue our series, 1010 with Jesus, A Deeper Look. The scene is just outside the city gate of Nain. The air is thick with sorrow. A funeral procession makes its way out, led by a group of mourners. A woman, the widow, walks slowly behind the bier, her face lined with grief. Jesus and his disciples approach from the opposite direction. Jesus approaches the city gate as a dead man is being carried out, the only son of his mother, and many from the town are with her.
Peter, James, John, all of you, let's stop here for a moment.
Jesus looks intently at the grieving mother, eyes filled with compassion. He steps toward her gently.
Woman, may I speak with you?
Who are you? Why do you stop us?
I'm called Jesus. I come from Galilee, but today I've come for you.
Come for me? You are too late. My son is gone. My only son. I buried my husband years ago, and now I have nothing left. No name, no future, no roof that will stand without his hands to repair it. What could you offer but another prayer?
You are not forgotten, not by God, not by me. Do not weep.
Do not weep. How can I not? You see him there? He was all I had, all I loved. His name was Malachi. He was gentle. He sang to me when my joints ached. He worked every field in this village to care for me. And now he is still and cold, and the world will move on without him.
I know his name and I know yours, Miriam.
How do you know my name?
Because the God who formed you in your mother's womb has seen every tear you've shed. The Lord has walked with you through every long night since your husband died, and he is here now, not to offer only words, but life.
What are you saying?
Let me show you.
He steps forward, touching the bier. The procession halts. Gasps ripple through the crowd.
Young man, I say to you, arise.
A hush falls. The wrapped body stirs. A murmur turns into shouts as the man sits up, breath returning to his lungs. The widow collapses to her knees in shock.
It can't be.
He's alive.
Smita, how is this possible?
I am the resurrection and the life. Blessed is the one who trusts in me even when all hope seems buried.
In the quiet village of Nain, a sorrowful procession made its way to the city gate. A mother, already widowed, was now burying her only son. Surrounded by mourners and swallowed by grief, she walked the road of sorrow. The loss was not just emotional, but existential. In the ancient world, to be a widow without a son was to be utterly vulnerable, financially, socially, and spiritually. Her future had been buried alongside her son. But on that same road, another procession approached from the opposite direction. Jesus and his disciples, followed by a crowd curious about this miracle-working teacher, were on their way into the city. What happened at that gate was not coincidence. It was a divine appointment. Two crowds met. Death met life. Despair met hope. A grieving mother met the compassionate Christ. Jesus sees the invisible. Luke 7 verse 13 tells us, "When the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her." She did not call out. She did not ask for healing or beg for a miracle. The widow of Nain did not even know Jesus was there. But Jesus saw her. He saw the grief etched into her posture, the ache behind her silence, the burden she carried as she walked behind the bier of her only son. This is the heart of our Savior. He sees what others overlook. Where society might have seen a pitiable woman in a common tragedy, Jesus saw her, her story, her pain, her future. Before a word was spoken, he noticed. What a comfort to know we serve a God who sees. When we are too weary to pray, when grief chokes our voice,
When hope feels too distant to reach, he still sees us. And he is moved not with mere sympathy, but compassion. This is a word in Greek that denotes a gut-wrenching mercy. It's not detached pity, it's embodied love. Jesus interrupts the irreversible. In the second part of verse 13 and then verse 14, Jesus said to her, "Do not weep." Then he came up and touched the bier. This moment is shocking. Jesus touches the bier. In Jewish custom, contact with a dead body or a funeral structure made one ritually unclean. But Jesus reverses the defilement. He does not become unclean. Rather, his holiness transforms death into life. He interrupts the funeral. Death had the final word. Until Jesus spoke, the act of touching the bier is Jesus' declaration that death does not have the authority it claims. He steps into our dead places, our impossible situations, our irreversible losses, and brings divine intervention. Many of us have areas in our lives that feel like funeral processions, dreams that have died, relationships that feel buried, hope that seems beyond recovery. And yet, Jesus still touches what is dead. He still intervenes where nothing can be done. The author of life interrupts what we have accepted as final. Jesus speaks life where there was none. Verse 14 ends with this declaration, "Young man, I say to you, arise." With a word, Jesus brings the dead to life. No ritual, no long prayer, no elaborate ceremony. Just a simple command from the mouth of the Son of God. And the young man sits up and begins to speak. Jesus doesn't just perform a miracle. He restores a relationship. He gives the son back to his mother. This isn't just about resurrection. It's about reunion. He is the God who not only conquers death, but mends what it broke. This resurrection is a preview of what Jesus would do later, on a hill outside Jerusalem, when he would be the one carried to a tomb. And on the third day, he would rise by divine will, defeating death forever, not just for one widow in Nain, but for all who believe in him. Jesus turns mourning into testimony. Verse 16, "Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, saying, 'A great prophet has arisen among us, and God has visited his people.'" This moment was not just for the widow. It became a testimony to all who witnessed it. The crowd, once following a funeral, now followed the Savior. Mourning turned into marveling. A private loss became a public miracle. The people recognized something sacred. God has visited his people. That's the gospel in one phrase. In Jesus, God has drawn near, not just to the holy or the powerful, but to the brokenhearted. To the poor widow on the outskirts of a small town. To you. To me. When Jesus touches our pain, it becomes a platform for his glory. Our stories of healing, of resurrection, restoration, or even survival become the means by which others recognize the nearness of God. Your pain, redeemed, becomes someone else's path to faith. Let's get deep. What this teaches us about Jesus. Jesus notices the forgotten. You don't have to shout to get his attention. The widow never asked for a miracle, but Jesus gave her one because he saw her pain. Jesus isn't afraid of our dead places. He isn't intimidated by our sorrow, our loss, or even our unbelief. He draws near. He touches what is unclean and makes it holy. Jesus speaks life into what we've buried. Whether it's a dream, a relationship, or even our faith, he still says, "Arise." Jesus restores, not just resurrects. He gave the son back to the mother. He doesn't just bring life, he repairs what loss has damaged. Jesus turns our grief into glory. What starts in mourning can end in praise. His miracles are meant to draw others to the truth. God has visited his people. You may feel like you're walking in a funeral procession today, grieving what was lost, afraid of what's ahead, uncertain if Jesus sees you. Let the story of the widow of Nain remind you. Jesus meets us on the road of sorrow. He steps in when we feel beyond help. He speaks words that no one else can. "Do not weep. Arise. You are not alone." This is the heart of our Savior, not just to raise the dead, but to restore the broken. Father, thank you for seeing us, even when we feel invisible. Thank you for stepping into our grief and speaking life into what we thought was lost. Give us faith to believe no situation is beyond your reach. Help us to trust your compassion, to receive your touch, and to walk in the new life you offer. Turn our mourning into testimony. Let others see and say, "God has visited his people." That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full, today.